since now, the way that He had changed me, I look back and I said, Lord, You've been so faithful, because as a young age and I've gone through with a lot of things in life, I could have just got lost.
Welcome to Connections with Rich and Bobby. Hi, this is Rich, Rich Homeris.
And I'm Bobby, Bobby Hamlin. We're traveling by phone to the New York City metropolitan area to visit with a dear sister in the Lord. She's got her story to tell, and it's simply overflowing. We're so happy to introduce you to Evangeline Rodriguez.
Evangeline, to help our listeners get to know you, could you tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, and about your family?
Sure. Well, my name is Evangeline Rodriguez, but my middle initial is Eclipse. You can put lunar and solar eclipse. I was born in the Philippines. I came into the U.S. when I was only 19. At that time, of course, I did not know the Lord until the 2011. By His grace alone, in His own time, I have become born again in spirit. You know, I was baptized twice when I was born, and the second baptism was when I was at the Jordan River in Jerusalem. Now, my life is totally different from the way I was before, but I'm here in the U.S. 41 years here.
Now, did you come with your family when you came, or was it? Did you come by yourself?
Oh, no, we were blessed. My family's been blessed to be here. First my brother, and then my other two brothers, my dad, then my mom. Then I came with my other siblings, and then the other two followed him. We were just blessed to be part of this United States of America. Although in the Philippines, we also have a lot of relatives and lands over there, but I guess the Lord was planning for me to have my children here.
Yes.
He orchestrated all of my, from day one to where I'm at now, so where I also met Michael.
Now, let me ask you, you're on the East Coast of the United States. How did you end up there? A lot of the folks that immigrate from the Philippines and other areas from Asia end up on the West Coast. So how did you end up on the East Coast?
Actually, my brother, when he first came, he was back and forth from California to New York. But I guess he decided to be more here because New York is like the mainstream for everything. When I came here, I came here in 1979. So we migrated here and we love it here. Because I worked in Wall Street for 10 years when I got here in the U.S.
Wow. And, it sounds like you had a really active family, a big family. What was your spiritual background? Did you learn things about God?
I was brought up Catholic. Always, you know, go to church every Sunday. The first time I have met the Lord when my son was very sick in and out of the hospital. He was suffering with a seizure. So I know that was the very first time I have talked to God in Him. If He could make him better, but this time I was going to my divorce, and I will change my, you know, the way I am, and, you know, I promised him that, and bio got better, the seizure left him, and he became better and much better, and from then on, my life has changed. God provided for the next journey of my life.
Yes.
And since now, the way that He had changed me, I look back and I said, Lord, you've been so faithful, because as a young age and I've gone through with a lot of things in life, I could have just got lost.
Yes. Now, Evangeline, as you were growing up, as you came to the New York metropolitan area, how was your life? Were you happy? Were you involved in your work and hobbies? Was your life happy at that time?
Oh, yes. Rich. My parents were very loving parents, even my siblings. Actually, my life has been, it's like a red carpet. You know, in the Philippines, we have made, I didn't have to cook, to clean, but I've always liked to do my own thing, even over here, because even if I work in Wall Street, when I came here, I didn't do any small job. Right away from my country, going to big company in a brokerage firm. So being part of that company, big thing.
It's huge, especially in New York.
Yes, it's huge.
Hugest market.
Absolutely. in 1980, that's like when the market was high. So, you know, I was with them for 10 years and, you know, you met a lot of friends, go to church, I raised my son until something happening with our marriage. And at the young age, you know, you're young, you're hurt, and I filed a divorce. You know, a rebellious sinner that I am, that I don't even know, I wasn't even aware of it since I'd never read Bible in my life. Of course, going right. to church, I heard the gospel, but I know that there's God. I know that there's God, but I didn't know him. Like it's something missing.
Well, especially being in New York, where you not only have a high-powered job, but you're surrounded with a social life and things, everything, every social kind of opportunity. You probably were having a very happy life before this happened, which also comes to show that it's such a great example and a great lesson that it's not enough. Isn't that what you were finding out? It wasn't enough. You said something was missing.
I couldn't detect what was missing, to be honest, because I have everything. Come to the U.S. at the age 19, I have a job in Wall Street. 10 years working there. I lost the job because the company got bankrupt. The Lord opened up a door working at LIJ, and I'm there 30 years. So all this thing has been like just put in front of me without me even looking.
Yes, the lure of the world can be like a strong magnet, pulling us further and further away from God. We'll return to our visit with Evangeline in just a moment as she continues sharing her story of life in the Big Apple and how it began to change. So stay with us.
You're listening to Connections with Rich and Bobby, and we'd love to connect with you. Just go to our website at Connections with Rich and Bobby, all one word and Bobby spelt with an I, .com. That's Connections with Rich and Bobby, .com. There, all of our podcasts are posted, along with all of our contact information.
You can also connect with us on social media by friending us on Facebook, posting on Instagram, or tweeting us on Twitter.
Now, let's return to our phone conversation with Evangeline as she continues talking about her life and then how God revealed himself to her.
At what point did God reach out to you then and make you realize or just open your eyes to him?
I went to Israel in 2010. I was there. We went to a pilgrimage over there, and I wasn't supposed to be going. I went there, and, you know, our Catholic friends, they're very much into religious. So when I came back, something happened. Then my brother was telling me about hearing the word from this ministry, and I did, and I was hearing the word about divorce, because I was divorced.
That was on Christian radio, correct?
Christian radio. Yes. And oh my God. I mean, this is the Lord, but he's working on me already. And of course, faith comes by hearing by the word of God. And so I stopped writing down the studies, and at my lunchtime, I stopped following it. You know, I'll just bring my lunch. I'll go to the library. So I just study and what's going on, because, you know, King David had married a lot of women, but I filed divorce. So I guess this is happening when after I came from Israel, and actually something happened to me too. Even when I was in Israel and I followed the steps of the Lord, my heart was really different. While everybody's having a good time, I was totally different. Every time the priest that he will give us a sermon, my tears are just flowing down. It's just, you know, one of those things, like, I don't know what happened.
But it was really touching your heart.
Yes. I guess this is the time that the Lord was working. And after that, that was like 2011. And I changed. Like, I was reading my first Catholic Bible. That's what I have from my son's in the first communion. So I have that. So I've opened that. And, you know, then I'll go to my sister's they have Bible reading, like in the Catholic thing. And I said, when are we going to read the Bible? Because before there was like, okay, they're eating already. I was like, I'm hungry for the word, you know?
Yes.
Because I start reading the Bible already.
That's when you know that the Lord is really drawing you, when sure. suddenly you're just hungry for the word of God.
Yes. And after that, then I became more involved in church, in their church. But, you know, and then there was these 2 days that we have like, 2 days of like seminars, and it's like, it's just
sure.
totally different, totally yeah. different. Even Michael was there, my daughter was there.
But Evangeline,
yeah.
as you started
yeah.
to get into the Word of God and you started to feed off God's Word, didn't that have an impact on you? That, yes, you had been going through the motions of religion, and you had been going to church, you believed in God, but yet when you were feeding off God's Word, didn't that have a change in your life?
Absolutely. Rich, the first book I read was the Revelation.
Wow.
Wow.
And when I was following the ministry that I really learned a lot from them, and I'm like, this is not what I learned from going to church all my life, because when I used to go to church, we'll go to church. After that, we'll go for a drink, we'll go this, we'll go that. No, Rich, Bobby, after I start reading the Bible, church, Sunday, there's not one day now that I don't open my Bible or not go to the church before all these things happen. Now the Bible had become the center of my life these 9 years.
So God's Word was having an impact on your life. And
absolutely, Rich.
Did others see a change in you?
Oh, yeah, Rich.
And comment?
My husband is the first one. People will say, what is going on with you? I stopped drinking. Mm. I stopped going out dancing. And before, to be honest with you, I used to dress up really, you know, because I was working in Wall Street and, you know, all these kind of things. You know, you make money and you got it. You got it all going on.
Yes.
And it's not that. When you start reading the Word of God, God gives you a new heart. You become a totally different person. You're not the same. It's like the party girl that used to party and prepare parties. Now the boring one. I've lost some good friends because when we used to go, we go for drink, we go for this. It's totally transformation. It's like it happened in one day.
Right. As soon as you have an encounter with the Lord, you know, in your heart, He changes your heart. Just like the Bible says, when we're
Absolutely.
Born again, we are a new creature. Old things are passed
Absolutely.
Away and all things are new.
Absolutely. And like also He said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And you know what's so beautiful, Rich? My transformation is just directly from God's doing.
And that's so beautiful how God works in our lives, like He did in Evangeline's life. And we'll be continuing with our phone conversation with Evangeline Rodriguez on our next podcast, so be sure to join us then and invite others to listen in as well.
Yes, she's such a dear sister in the Lord, living in the New York City area, which was once the epicenter for the coronavirus in the U.S., and we'll touch on that later. So again, do spread the word about our podcasts. Send family, friends, and acquaintances to our website. All of our podcasts are there at connectionswithrichandbobby.com. That's all one word, and Bobby is spelled with an I, B-O-B-B-I. That's connectionswithrichandbobby.com.
And we'd love to have you subscribe to our podcast on this platform or any of the others like iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. It's free. Then, if you have a smart speaker, you can also listen to us by simply saying, Alexa, Siri, or Hey Google, play the podcast Connections with Rich and Bobby.
And of course, you can contact us on social media, on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. So do take a moment to contact us. We'd love to know all about you and what you think of our podcasts.
This is Connections, connecting with one another, as Romans 1 verse 12 says, that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith, both yours and mine. So thank you for listening, and remember, tell others and spread the word. God's Word.
And don't forget to join us next time on Connections with Rich and Bobby.